Thanks for tuning in to the Next Level Church podcast. For more information, check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net.
And that is our prayer, that we would have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And the peace wouldn't just happen while we're in the church service, but that the presence of God would transform us so that when we leave here, we still carry that peace with us. What we want to do today is we want to hear from God. We want to hear His voice. And the primary way that we hear His voice is through the Scriptures. And at Next Level, we want to honor the text. And the way that we do that is by reading it while we're standing to our feet. And we read it nice and loud. So the text is going to come up on the screen. And the reference is 1 John 4:18. You'll see two dots between the 4 and the 18. And we like to have a little bit of fun. We just pump our fists and say dot, dot. Would you read the verse with us nice and loud and participate with the dot, dot? It says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." 1 John 4:18. Now that we've read the text, let's go to God in prayer. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes? God, we just come before you and we ask that you would give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask you to transform our hearts and our minds. And we ask that you'd speak to us today. Often, God, when you speak, we become afraid. So we ask that you'd give us a courage to do whatever you tell us to do. And God, I ask that you'd help us to be people who don't just listen to the word of God, but people who do what it says. I ask, God, that you would speak to us in a personal way. And I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may have a seat. Well, welcome to Next Level Church, and welcome to Costume Sunday. You guys look fabulous, by the way. Incredible. Some of you went all out, and if you didn't dress up, that's totally cool. You're just as welcome here. But our worship leader, Jaden, I don't know if you noticed, not only did he shave his beard to try to look more like me, he also cut his hair so that it was really, he didn't go completely bald, but he cut it so under the hat, all you could see is his skin. And somehow, he snuck into my house and stole one of my shirts. He's wearing my Ninja Turtle shirt. Pretty incredible. Well, we are concluding our series today, Fighting Fear. And before we get into things, I do want to give a couple shout-outs. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to our first-time guests, and especially to those who serve in the military. Would you help me welcome them? And I want to give one more shout-out. Next Level Church is almost 12 years old, and we were started by, there was 50 people, who families and individuals, who helped us start the church. And our area is a very transient area, and so there's been a bunch of people who've moved on. There's been a bunch of people who haven't been here all 12 years, but there's a couple families who have been here for every year, and they've been a part of it, and they've been owners. And one of those families, the husband, the father of the family, he is a great behind-the-scenes type guy, and most people don't know, he's not like bragging or like around. Most people may not know all that he does for us, but one of the key things that he does as an owner is in an old building, we are constantly having some issues, and he is an electrician, and oftentimes we call him and say, "Hey, can you fix this? Can you do something to fix it?" And on Wednesday nights for our students, I noticed that in our game room, we had all the lights on, but only one was working, and so it was really dark in there. And so we called him, and he came on after work and came on his own time, and apparently it wasn't the light bulbs, it was the ballast, which I don't even know what that is, but he fixed all of that. And I didn't realize how bad it was until this past Wednesday when the first student that saw me was like, "Pastor Rob, what's going on in the game room? It's so bright. We can actually see each other." And I was like, "Yeah, it got fixed. We fixed it this week." And so I'm so appreciative of him and of his family. Would you help me give them some love? So today we're concluding our series, Fighting Fear. And I want to do something a little bit different today. It's my goal today to not tell you what to think, but to help teach you how to think. And I want to specifically help you to learn how to decipher the voice of fear and how to think in a way that when the voice of fear speaks to you, you know, okay, that's coming from fear, it's not coming from God, and you can instead choose to listen to the voice of God. If you've been around Next Level for an amount of time, you've probably heard me say what I'm about to say, but I think it is so important, and I think once you learn it, you will start to see how this works in almost every organization, on almost every commercial, on almost every politician. They use the same formula to try to motivate us to do what they want us to do. There are two main ways to motivate people, and these are used over and over again. The first is what's called carrots and sticks. Carrots and sticks is a reward. It's a bonus. It's if you buy this, then we'll throw in this other thing for free. This past week, I was at the gym, and I got sucked into an infomercial. And I don't normally watch infomercials, but this thing was amazing. It was called Ninja Tape, and the guy kept taking tape, and he would put it on something, and it would hold, like, the heaviest things. He took it, and he put it on a pull-up bar, and he hung it on his ceiling, and he started doing pull-ups on the bar. But then the amazing thing about Ninja Tape is it just comes off. Like, after he did the pull-ups, he pulled the bar off and it left no sticky residue, and you could re-stick it. And then he takes a shelf and he puts a shelf on in his house, and he like hangs weights from the shelf, and he's like, Ninja Tape. And I'm like, I'm there, take my money. Like, this is amazing. Ninja Tape is great. But then the infomercial ended by saying, for the low price of $19.99, you can get Ninja Tape. But wait, there's more. If you act now, we'll throw in two free rolls of Ninja Tape. Now let me just give you a little wisdom here. If any time a product is too good to be true, it probably is. And if they throw in extra free stuff, it's their way of saying, don't trust our product, it's not good enough, but we know if we give you something free, you will buy it. Like, for example, I've never been into the Apple store to buy a Mac computer, and I walk up and they're like, hey, for the low price of $1,199, we'll give you this Mac. And if you act now, we'll throw in a free iPad. Like, I've never done that. Why? Because most companies that know what they have will charge a little bit more, but it's because it's a good product. And you don't need extra motivation to buy it. We will just buy it. We will support it. It's more money, but it's worth the cost. So carrots and sticks. The second way that people try to motivate others is with fear and manipulation. Fear and manipulation. And in products, it's often like act now, don't play, limited time offer, this won't last forever. Why are they doing that? Because they're trying to get the fear of missing out. They're trying to cause us to say, well, if I don't buy this right now, I'm going to have regret. I'm going to miss out on something. So constantly, products and companies are trying to evoke fear. One of the main reasons I cannot stand politics in our country today is because the main way that politicians try to motivate us is with fear. Instead of just standing up and saying, this is what I believe is best for our country, they all the time are saying, that's what's wrong with our country. And if you vote for them, our country's going to be destroyed and it's going to be horrible. And they're constantly using fear. They're using fear to get us out into the polls. And why do they use fear? Because the best and easiest way to raise billions of dollars is to scare people to death. If you scare people, they will give. And they'll give a lot of money. And so politicians are constantly causing us to be afraid. And this type of leadership and this type of marketing, it is so prevalent, it has become very home in churches. Like, churches have just adapted it. And I think that it's come from people and pastors who are very well-meaning. I don't think that they're evil. I don't think they have any evil intent. But I think they are fearful people. And when you are a fearful person, you use fearful language to try to motivate other people. And often in the church world, we have used carrots and sticks and fear manipulation to try to get people to do what we want them to do. Carrots and sticks, it often looks like this. If you give financially back to the church, God will bless you. If you want good health and good wealth, give financially to God. What is that, carrots and sticks? Christians, we should not give because we're being manipulated or because we want something extra from God. We give because God's already given to us. And you got to be really careful because, I don't think these people are evil. I don't think that they're trying to do something wrong, but it is a way to manipulate us. If you do this, then we'll give you this extra thing. And I would say our product, our Jesus, is good enough that you don't need something extra. You don't need to add a carrot and stick to it. God's love is so good, that's all we need. But there's a second way that churches often try to motivate people, and it's with fear manipulation. And it's this fear of, if you don't do this, there's going to be a massive consequence. Last year, I saw a pastor, he posted on Instagram, and the clip that he posted was he was trying to lead his church to raise millions of dollars for a big new building. They already were in a big building, but they needed a bigger building. And he says in the clip, he says, people keep asking me, why do we need a bigger building? I'll tell you why we need a bigger building. Because if you don't